Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Hanging with the Minister. Oh yeah, today we got some real talk. Yes, I'm here in the studio. I'm getting it started early in the morning. Yeah, it's like 3:11 a.m. in the morning right here in Chicago, Illinois. Yes, yes, and I have some things on my mind. So I felt like talking, so here I go. So today we're going to be talking about our youth. And our topic is, our youth has a voice. Yes, they do. They have a voice and they should be heard. Because our youth, even though they are young, our youth and our adult, they still are prominent people in the land. Yes, they are. I was looking here in the Bible and I see where the word of God in Psalms 127:3, it says that children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him, from God. And you know how it is when you got a gift. When we get a gift, we're excited about a gift. And most times we take care of our gift because we love our gift. And our gift is meaningful to us. And that's how our children is. That's how our youth are. That's how our young adults are. They are precious to us. They are precious to life. Amen. And they should be cherished. That's right. And they should be heard because, you know, something I learned by working with youth all the years, and not only working with youth in society, but also I have grandbabies. You know, I raise my children. I have children. They're grown now, but also I still have grandbabies, grandchildren that I'm raising and that I'm working with, and I like to let them express themselves. I like to let them let me know how they're feeling. And I like to let them know that their voice is being heard because they have feelings just like we do. Yes, they do, children, young adults. Our youth, they have feelings, amen? And they do. They want someone to listen to them. They want someone to hear what they're saying. And that's how we have to be. We have to be compassionate when you begin to talk and express themselves. And also we have to be considerate. We have to be patient and take the time with our young people and hear what they have to say. Because, you know, we living in a cruel world and a manipulative world and an evil world. And things are going on and things are happening to people, to our youth. And they want you to know. Hey, it's like if someone not treating them right, hey, they want to express themselves. They want people to know, hey, so-and-so ain't treat me right. Because, you know, abuse, and that's another segment, but child abuse goes, it covers a large range, you know, for all types of child abuse. And we got domestic violence against our children in the homes, even with parents. So, you know, when our youth speak, when they express themselves, we have to listen. Then our youth, they have things they want to do, you know, places they want to go. And they want us to know, hey, this is what I want to do with my life in life. Yes, I'm young. I still got a lot to learn, but a lot of our youth are advanced, and they kind of want us to know. I know a lot of the young people that I hang around, you know, they kind of sharp. And it's good for our youth and our young adults to really set their goals in life at an early age. See, and it's helped them to succeed in the endeavors that they set out to accomplish in their lives. That's right, that's right. That's why when our youth, we got to sit down. We got to have a lot of patience. We got to talk to our youth. And we got to understand what they're saying and what they're thinking. And we have to show a lot of love to our youth. They need a lot of love because a lot of people not getting love because people are not putting out love. That's right, that's right. Even in the home, there's not a lot of love in the home. That's why I'm a youth leader. And, you know, I have a ministry and we work with the youth. And that's why I love to work with the youth because they don't always get their nourishments from home. And it's nice to be able to come to a youth center or an outreach ministry where we work with the youth, and you can sit down and you can get loved. We can show you love. love from us. We can show you the love that you have in Jesus Christ, you know. And that really carries a child a long way, you know. I heard one kid told me a long time ago, he said that I love coming here to your outreach, to your ministry for the youth, because this is a place of escape for me. This is why I come to relax. I was like, okay, brother. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure you relax when you come in here. We're going to make sure you enjoy yourself. And we're going to, help you as much as we can. You know, because that's all we want. We want our youth to be happy. We want them to grow into young adults. Young, successful, possibly entrepreneurs, you know, young, successful, educated people. Even our young adults, we want them to be strong in the endeavors they're stepping out in, because now they're adults, they have to make all these decisions, you know. So we just have to support our youth. We have to listen to what our youth are trying to say. See, I don't believe in forcing kids to do what they don't want to do. Now, I know sometimes we have to push our youth. We have to push our kids because they don't always know what's best for them. But at the same time, I have to listen. I learned that we have to listen to their needs. We have to listen to their wants. You know, hey, if they don't want to play football, we don't have to force them, or we shouldn't force them to play football. I mean, it's not like football is an essential. Because me personally, myself, I'm not a big football fan because, I know football players don't live long a lot most times. It's just too rough of a contact sport for me. Now, I'm a big guy, and I've never been interested in it. You know, I don't want nobody tackling me. I mean, each its own. But when our young folks don't want to do certain things, because sometimes our parents, we push our children to do things that we want them to do. Instead of trying to find out what our children wants to do, what they want to do, what they want to be involved in. And something I learned that a parent will try to live their dreams through their children. Oh yeah, we got to be careful with that one. And then we'll exploit our children. We got to watch that we're not exploiting our kids, you know. I'm thinking about something my grandbaby told me. He always said that, yeah, Papa, I like to just relax. I would like to one day just get up when I feel like getting up. You know, if I want to lay around the house all day, I can do that. You know, and we don't want our youth to be lazy, but you can do that. Our youth can earn that type of reward in their life. If they're going to school, they're doing what they're supposed to do, they're good kids, you know, they deserve to be able to lay around the house and relax sometime and just not do nothing. Take their shirt off, kick their shoes off, and then just enjoy their home. Enjoy themselves without always being around friends, or always being at the sports arena, or always running errands and running the streets with their parents. You know, gotta remember, yes, our youth, they are young, but at the same time, they have their own identity also. And we have to respect that. You know, me being a young adult, because I wasn't born grown. And I remember on Saturdays, we used to have the cartoons come on. You know, they'll start early in the morning, about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Cartoons stay on to 12 o'clock in the evening. I mean, 12 o'clock that afternoon. And I like how my mother would let me lay around on that weekend and just relax. I've been, you know, going to school all week. She let me lay around and relax and watch the cartoons and eat my breakfast. You know, I did all my chores that day. I went out, I walked the dog, I cleaned the bathroom, dumped the garbage. You see what I'm saying? I earned that reward to be able to just enjoy life as a young kid. You know, I was able to take time as a youth. I remember sitting on the front porch and just take my radio outside and just kick back, give me some potato chips and some Hostess cupcakes, and just sit on the front porch and enjoy life. You know, even when I was a young kid, a youth, I used to like to watch the birds. I used to like to get up early in the morning, go outside. I used to love to hear the birds chirping. Then I would love to watch the birds working. I mean, they be up in the morning working, boy. They be out there eating, getting the worms. Because, you know, most time people water their grass early in the morning. Them birds be out there getting them worms. They be working, boy. And they be chirping and taking care of their babies, feeding. And they be building their nests. I remember these things as a youth. It wasn't always pound, pound, pound to the grind. You know, to the grind. You know, every waking moment, I couldn't have a break. You have to be doing something. You need to be doing something. You don't need no type of idle time. No. We all need to unwind. Yes, we do. We all need some idle time. But our youth, we're talking about youth today. Our youth have a voice. And they have a lot of concerns. And as adults, we have to start listening to our youth. We have to start listening to our children, you know, because they have a voice. And as I read to you earlier, the Word of God, they are a special gift to us. They are a special gift to the land. Yes, they are. They're not just a waste of air. They're not just a bill. They're not just a nuisance. No, they're not. They are a gift from God. Amen. Come on, y'all. We have to love our youth. We have to hear what the youth is saying. Now, I just wanted to take a short time, about 10, 15 minutes, and just talk about our youth. Talk about different things about our youth. Because this is our youth time. This is our youth segment. And I'll be coming back at you throughout the week. And we're just going to be talking about different situations. We're going to give it some titles and subtitles about our youth and our youth having a voice. Because you got to remember, we have to remember that our youth is our future. That's right. They are the ones that are going to replenish the earth. You know, because we're not going to stay young long. We all going to grow old. We all going to have to lay back and kick back. And this is when our youth, they step up. That's why it's so important for us to encourage them and to educate them. And when I say encourage and educate, I'm not saying treat them as slaves and drive them like slaves, you know, like they on a plantation picking cotton or something day and night. That's how Pharaoh was in the Bible. He wanted the children of Israel. He wanted them to work day and night. Yes, he did. He wanted them to do double and triple the work that a human could do. They wanted them to work like a mule. That's one thing about a mule. If you know anything about a mule will work himself to death. Yes, he will. He will work till he dies. You don't stop him. Work till he dies. But our youth, they are not mules. No, they're not. They need that time to themselves. They don't want to always be running up and down the basketball court. Some of them do. But the ones that don't should have that say so to say, hey, time out. I want to relax. I want to rest up. You know, when I was 8 years old, I loved baseball. I played baseball. We would play baseball every weekend. We had a game. We would practice during the week. If we wasn't playing a game on the weekend, we'd be up at the Rainbow Beach somewhere or at Ekasaw Stadium on the east side of playing baseball. But at the same time, sometimes I needed a break. I didn't want to play baseball. I want to just stay home and play with my friends or stay home and play with my dog. Or I just want to stay home and enjoy my house, enjoy myself. That's right. I like to do other things. I used to like to read when I was a kid. Go to the library, get some books. You know, I had an imagination. You know, I would like to build a tent on my bed with my blankets and my covers in. And I used to like to play like I was hiking in the woods, you know, just some time for myself. You know, it's good to be a kid and have an imagination. Yes, it is. Don't be talking about me now. But youth, that's not all I'm talking about. I'm talking about our youth. I love our youth. And there's one thing I can't stand is to see our youth being mistreated. And a lot of times as parents, we have to be careful, you know, that we don't mistreat our children. Thinking we doing what's best for them. We can't think we're doing what's best for our children, but we gotta know that we're doing what's best for our children. And being a slave driver to our children, I'm gonna tell you right now, people, it's not the best way to go. That's one thing about my children. You know, know, I stood up as a parent, and yes, I did make some decisions as an adult about my kids. But at the same time, I heard what my kids had to say. I would ask them, what you want to do for the weekend?
Yes.
I remember I wanted to put my daughters, because I had all girls. I had two girls. I wanted to put my daughters in kickboxing. I'm like, yeah, I want y'all to learn how to protect yourselves. When y'all get older, if something happened to me, you know how to defend yourself. You know, if I'm not around one day. My daughters were not interested in kickboxing. They said they didn't want to take it. So I didn't put them in kickboxing. But hey, they still survive. I think they could kick some butt if they need to without the kickboxing class. But see what I'm saying? I heard their voice. I heard what their concern. I heard what they had to say about the situation. I just didn't wake them up one morning and say, hey, it's Saturday morning. You're going to kickboxing class. You know, no. No, I considered the youth. I considered my children when they were younger. And I asked them, did you want to get involved in that? Yes, you know, sometimes, yes, we do have to make, like I said, those tough decisions. But at the same time, we have to listen to our youth. And we have to be considerate. We got to be sympathetic, you know, to their feelings. And we have to take that time, and we have to have that patience with our kids, with our youth. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I love the youth. Amen. I love my grandbabies. I got two grandbabies, and I love them to death. I love them to death. Yes, I do. And I just want to see them grow up and be happy and strong young men. I want to see your youth grow up, and I want them to be young, strong, productive young men and young ladies. You know what I'm saying? I want them to have the best of life. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see them have to go through any heartaches and pains and a whole bunch of unnecessary ups and downs in life. But I want to see them healthy and happy and strong. Yes, yes, because once again, they are a gift from God. Our youth, our children are a gift from God. Now, to check out on that note, I just want to share some things about our youth, talk about our youth today. It's early morning, because it's very early in the morning. I'm in the studio. I'm an early morning person, so I'm in the studio real early today. And I'm trying to get it together, because I got a lot of tapings I'm going to do today. I'm going to do about 4 or 5 tapings today, so it's going to be a long day. But you know what? This day is going to be productive. I love being able to reach out and talk to my people, because people going through it. A lot of us going through some things out here in the world, and we just need somebody to talk to. We need to hear a positive word in our life. So until next time, I want you to be cool. I want you to be smooth. And remember, God is in control.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Hanging with the Minister, which is the podcast for Melvin Maiden Ministries. I pray something was said that uplifted and blessed your soul. If you would like to partner with us and help spread the word of God, you can make a donation of any amount by visiting our website at www.reachingthepeople.net. That's www.reachingthepeople.net. And click the donation button, and it will give you several ways you can make a donation. Thank you for your support. Until next time, God bless you.